Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I have a question because I'm a PMB member, but it's something that I don't understand. I heard you say, Ursula, that from the affiliate's account, money was taken from there to pay for other reasons. You said last year and this year. Did I hear that correctly?
I'm sorry, could you restate the question? I didn't understand you.
Yes. I'm asking, when you referred to this problem, I heard you saying that from the affiliate account, money was taken from that account last year, 2013, and this year, 2014. Did I listen to that? Is exactly what you said, or you just said that just happened? Because you talked to Mr. Bernard Duncan and to the CFO. You told me that you didn't. You just told us that you didn't talk to the CFO. But did you talk about this with Mr. Bernard Duncan, the interim executive director?
Can somebody tell me what the question is? I'm sorry. For some reason, I'm having trouble hearing your phone. Does somebody understand what the question is?
Yes.
Adriana
is asking if you have covered this proposed motion with Bernard Duncan, given that you've not or do not have direct contact with the CFO.
You mean, have I asked for the reimbursement with Bernard?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I also asked, I also sent it to Summer Reese, to Tamika Miller, and possibly even Margie. I don't remember right now.
So are you saying that Summer Reese didn't respond?
Nobody has ever made any plan to repay this money. I don't know what to say. I mean, there's never been a plan put in place.
Well, when you talk to the interim executive director and you say, Pacifica owes me X amount of money and I've sent you the paperwork, when will I receive the reimbursement? What are you told?
Everybody says they'll get back to me. I mean, that's what people, you know.
Okay, and as of how recently did somebody say they would get back to you?
I don't know. I'd have to look back and see the last time I sent this to the national office, within the last few months.
Okay, and have you brought this? Have you also possibly brought? Have you talked to the executive director personally about this? I mean, by voice, not just email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ursula, I'm sorry, Adriana again, but I asked something else. I don't know if you can hear me better now.
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Okay. My question is: you mentioned that money was taken from the affiliate account, and you mentioned during 2013 and 2014, right? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, the structure at Pacifica is set up right now is that money that comes in from the affiliates never reaches my office. It goes immediately into the hands of the national office. And
okay.
So unless there's a budget made for the affiliates program, there is no money technically allocated for the affiliates program because the money goes directly to Pacifica National and is used for other things. Also, when money has been donated to the affiliates program, it has in the past gone into the bank accounts of the Pacifica National office and disappeared. So in the last few years, there have not been a budget for the affiliates program, so there is no way for the affiliate program to claim any of the money that comes in from affiliates. It immediately goes into the expenses of the Pacifica Foundation. That's the way the system is set up. It's not, It's not that anybody did anything wrong. It's just the way the system is set up. We don't have access to the money.
Okay. Okay, thank you, because that made me understand, because we are trying to get emotion here, like it's something different that we can do with emotion. For what I hear that you are saying is what we need to change is the process.
Yes, that's why we're trying to create a unit.
Exactly.
For starters, I have submitted a temporary budget to the national office so that we can pay for current expenses and to pay for the expenses that a large amount of the money owed to me is actually money that was donated to Pacifica for the affiliates program. And and I ended up paying it because the Pacifica lost the money or used it for something else. So, you know, so I submitted a temporary budget to ask that the current debt be paid and that the current expenses be paid. And in the long run, we're asking to create a unit so that the affiliates program has some ability to manage itself.
Okay. I'm sorry, last question. The budget that you are asking to be included in the budget in the national office then, right?
No, I'm asking that the affiliate program have a budget of its own.
Well, I understand, but how it's working now is a different way.
Pardon me?
It's working differently now.
There is no budget. Okay. There is no budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Michael, to the spec.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm the treasurer of the KPFK LSD, so I'm on the National Finance Committee. I'll be happy to introduce a motion to the NFC to make the affiliate program a separate unit and try to take it from there. I think we should still pass a sense of this body motion that Ursula should get her reimbursement as soon as possible from the affiliates funding.
Okay, so what we have so far is Dina's motion in support of the affiliate coordinator, the 2014 affiliate task force request, as of this date, that any money that comes to Pacifica Foundation through the affiliate program be first used to reimburse the affiliate director for expenses outlaid on behalf of the affiliate program. Now, I'm not quite sure of the amendment that had to do with after salaries paid. If somebody would like to propose that the wording for how that would be added to it, otherwise, if we don't vote on it, it will not be added to the wording that we have here. I'll read it one more time. In support of the affiliate coordinator, the 2014 affiliate task force requests as of this date, that any money that comes to Pacifica Foundation through the affiliate program be first used to reimburse the affiliate director for expenses outlaid on behalf of the affiliate program.
Teresa, this is Sean in New York.
Yes.
Just a quick correction so that there's consistency. At the first part of the motion, you say affiliates coordinator, and then later on you say reimburse the affiliates director.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I've changed them both to coordinator.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
Could you just tell me, we say we're asking that at the monies immediately, that any monies that come in, what is that phrasing right there?
That any money that comes to Pacifica Foundation through the affiliate program.
Okay, can we change that and put in that after salaries, any monies that come in? After salaries paid.
Let me ask you this. Why can't we just ask that she be reimbursed for the receipt she submitted?
I agree, Teresa. I think that's cleaner, and I think we're putting too much attention into this process when essentially we really want to ensure that she's reimbursed. And so I would ask that we strike that language about what comes first or who comes second and really stick to the important issue of reimbursement.
I totally agree, because it seems to me that legally Pacifica has to pay salaries, and we don't have to deal with that. But and they should legally have to pay for any reimbursements. But since that seems to be the problem, that's why we're asking for this motion. So let's keep it simple, read it one more time, and let's just move it.
Well, this is the way I would maybe imagine that Janice Lane wants this substitute to be worded.
She's saying leave it out. She's saying leave it out.
She's moving that she substitute that in support of the affiliate director that the Pacifica Foundation reimburse the affiliate coordinator for receipts submitted immediately.
That's correct.
How's that? Okay. So, that in support of the affiliate coordinator, that the Pacifica Foundation immediately reimburse the affiliate coordinator for receipts submitted. For, I should say, maybe for the affiliate program. Is that okay? For expenses incurred for business for the affiliate program. Does that sound all right?
Yes.
For expense receipts submitted for the affiliate for work regarding the affiliate program. All right. This is a substitute. I'm reading it one more time. That in support of the affiliate coordinator, that Pacifica Foundation immediately reimburse the affiliate coordinator for expense receipts submitted for work regarding the affiliate program. Is there any problems with that? Okay. Then I'll ask this question. Do we have any objections to approving this motion, that in support of the affiliate coordinator, that the Pacifica Foundation immediately reimburse the affiliate coordinator for expense receipts submitted for work regarding the affiliate program?
I have a question.
Yes.
My question is, to whom we are giving that motion? To whom who we are directing?
I think are we directing the board, or are we directing the CFO? Or that's a good question.
We cannot be at a task force. Can ask
a question.
I'm sorry. One person at a time. Let's first ask. I'm asking Adriana. What are you saying? What's your question?
My question is, we cannot direct. What we can do is ask, and we need to define to whom we are asking to this question or what we are saying. We are a task force. We cannot give orders. What we can do. He said that this is a problem and we want this to be solved.
That's true, Adriana. However, we can't present the proposed motion to the board of directors for which they can direct the action to be taken by a specific staff member or other entity.
Yes, I agree.
That in support of the affiliate coordinator, the affiliate task force asks that the Pacifica Foundation immediately reimburse the affiliate coordinator for expense receipts submitted for work regarding the affiliate program. So we're asking the foundation. Janice, do you imagine this would go then to the national board?
At this point, that's what I would direct it towards. Particularly given that it's been indicated that there's been no positive or forthcoming response at the staff level.
Okay. And then did someone else have a question? Was it Michael or who else? Somebody said, was it Sean?
I
it was Michael. I just also said request rather than demand or whatever the phrase was.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Say it one more time.
I was also saying I think it's a request, not a demand. That's all.
Okay. Do you want me to put the word requests rather than asks?
No, ask is fine.
Okay.
In the discussion, somebody's saying, who are we demanding this from? And I just responded to that.
All right. So we're asking the foundation and the secretary of this task force, if it's approved, would send it to the secretary of the national board. Okay. Is there any object? I'll read it one more time, and we'll ask if there's any objection. That in support of the affiliate coordinator, the affiliate task force asks that Pacifica Foundation immediately reimburse the affiliate coordinator for expense receipts submitted for work regarding the affiliate program. Any objections? Okay, passed without objection. Okay. Ursula and Janice, was there anything else that you wanted to say in your report regarding affiliate task force and GRC business?
Well, I have a point of information on what we just did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
We're sending this to the secretary of the board, but how do we know that it's going to be brought up? Is there somebody from the affiliate task force who's willing to see that it's followed up?
I would imagine the chair will follow up. Serene, you are the recording secretary, and Adriana, aren't you in some capacity secretary to the board also?
I'm the recording secretary.
Okay.
And Serene is the secretary. But the only way that the motion goes is you send that to the PAB or directly to the secretary, obviously, and the motion from the task force will be included at some point in time in the PMB agenda. That is a normal process.
Okay, but it would be up to the secretary to somehow put it on the agenda, correct?
No, that's not correct.
Doesn't the secretary talk to the chair and ask that it be put on the agenda? Somebody proposes that it be put on the agenda, right?
Any member of the PMB can ask that it be placed on the agenda.
Uh-huh, okay. So do we
and
want
so
to...
I will take responsibility for shepherding it onto an agenda. And let me be clear with those who are also listening to the stream that the placement of items on a PMB agenda are not set before a meeting, and there are many factors that will affect what gets on and what does not get on, and I will do my best to try to place it on an upcoming agenda. I'll do my best.
All right. So
thank you.
Janice, Lane, Ewart, will attempt to have this motion put on the PNB agenda.
Yes.
Okay. It did occur to me that we needed to pass a substitute, and we did pass that we were, when we voted before, we were passing that a substitute motion be accepted. Is there any objection to the motion now that's now been substituted? All right. Hearing no objection, that's passed. Okay. Back to the report. Ursula, did you want to say?
Just to finish up, we finished the website for the Grassroots Radio Conference. It's grc2014.net. And there's a lot of information on there about the logistics. We kind of have worked out the logistics. It should be an easy and cheap and comfortable conference with a lot of options ranging from homestays to hotels to indoor and outdoor camping. The food will be provided by a local soup kitchen who do excellent work, and they'll be serving farm-to-table food because it'll be August from organic farms in the area. So at this point, you know, registration is open, and so we would ask you to help us get the word out about it. What we're working on now is the keynote speakers, entertainers, workshops, trying to put the content together as quickly as we can so that we can, you know, get people excited about the conference. We did get some good national press from it yesterday from radiosurvivor.org. They did a nice story on it, and they commended Pacifica for supporting the conference. So that was great. So, you know, anybody here on the task force that can help promote the conference, it would be wonderful. And if you wanted to come, it would be really awesome to see you here in Ames.
I would like to encourage each of our sister stations to ask that some member of their station attend. I know they probably don't have the money in their budgets to do that, but I've attended on my own dime before, and I think what it takes is someone just mentioning it to the local station board or giving the information to your program director to encourage programmers to perhaps go. I know that Wendy Schrell and her husband Kurt Schrell have gone before. He's a programmer. Kua Fayette from our station has gone. Someone from our labor program went one time. So I think we just need to give information actually to our programmers. Ursula, can you possibly send the information to the programmers of our five sister stations and our associate stations and encourage them to pass the information to programmers to encourage them to attend?
Well, it would be a lot easier if folks at the stations could do it. I don't really have access to those kind of listservs. I did send it to Pacifica Announce, which is the national listserv that I manage. But I can send it to the station managers and ask them to send it forward. But I don't really have the email addresses of the local programmers at the station.
I'm not asking you to send it to the programmers. I'm asking you to send it to the program directors of each station.
Oh, sure, yeah. Definitely can do that. Yes.
Okay.
And I did post it on the NFCB listserv at the end of last week, I believe, or beginning of this week. I'm not quite sure. And
Thank you, Jenna.
Is out because it has generated a couple of responses. As a matter of fact, an NFCB representative has passed it on to three other locations, particularly within the LPFM community.
Yeah, that's right.
So you sent it to NFCB on their listservs?
Yes.
And Ursula has sent it to where? To
I sent it to the Grassroots Radio listserv. I sent it to all of our affiliates. I sent it to Pacifica Announce, which reaches all the programmers that communicate nationally. And I'm working with the Radio for People Coalition to send it to all the people that have received construction permits for low-power stations.
Okay. Construction permits. Okay. Okay. And I'll put that that you will also send it to your... We'll also send to PDs and GMs.
Yeah.
For announcements and distribution. For announcements and distribution to programmers. And I will send to our local station board Serene, can you send it to your local station board? Hello?
I think Serene has dropped the call.
Okay. Sean, can you send it to your local station board?
What I'll do is I'll post an email on our listserv, basically, that you can use as language.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And if Michael, you could send it to the KPFK people, and if Sean, you can send it to WBAI people. I will send it to Jim Brown to get it to the WPFW people. And I will also send it to Chandra to see if she, Chandra Hopman, to see if she can send it to KPFA, LSB.
Okay, thank you. That would be great. Thank you.
All right, because I think it's good when our people go. We learn a lot from the affiliates.
So, Ursula, you're going to put this on the affiliates list, and then we can take it from there and forward it to our...
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I can do that.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, anything else for in your report?
No.
For the affiliates? I would like to say that I have contacted musician Grant Peoples. He has marked it on his schedule. He is coming to perform.
Great.
And I think you will just be bowled over. I don't know if I should contact anyone there or what's happening with that to set up some sort of concert, but he's amazing.
Yeah,
I did talk to Ann Feeney today. She said if she had known, she would love to have come by.
Oh, well, can she still come by?
I will send it to her.
That would be great to have Ann Feeney. Love it.
Well, I mean, there are considerations, financial considerations for these people, but I guess you and I will talk a little bit more about whether if you're going to try to structure some sort of public concert or what will be done. I did listen to the audio of the Pete Seeger when he was in New York State. I had not really remembered specifically the introduction by Granny D, but that was pretty awesome. Now, I was in the presence of Pete Seeger, and there was no one at the time to sell any product, so I could get his autograph. But that was pretty awesome. What else? There was one other thing. Oh, I have another question for you. Have we handled everything you wanted to do about becoming a unit, or did you want to discuss that any further?
No, I think at this point we talked about it a lot, and I really appreciate everybody's support.
Is there anything else we need to do?
No, I think at this point we just need to finish the proposal.
Okay. Is there any meeting that's scheduled that you're working on right now that people might need to attend?
Janice, do you want to address that?
Is there any meeting? What was the question?
Is there anything else we need to do to help with the establishment of the unit?
No.
Okay. All right.
We're going to finish the presentation, the preliminary presentation, and the plan was that then we were going to bring it to the affiliate task force for review, just to see if there are any outstanding questions that you may have before we bring it to the national board.
Okay, good. And I did want to say one other thing for Heather. Heather wants to continue the newsletter process. She really does want to provide a monthly newsletter to the affiliates. And I don't know what to say at this point about how we can help her unless she gives us a theme and solicits articles from us or if we have any ideas.
Just a point of information, or reference.
Yes.
The newsletter is totally laid out. And we had a plan, and it just has to be picked up. Either it gets picked up or it doesn't. There's nothing holding it back except the person who wants to put the newsletter out.
Oh, okay. Well, I think Heather is saying that's what she's going to work on. That she that's going to be a high priority with her.
Okay. Well, ready to go.
All right. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the election of the chair. Dina, do you happen to have the process that we approved like 2 years ago?
I have no idea.
Well, I've been busy taking minutes here, so I didn't pull it up, but I know that we approved the process 2 years ago, and I don't know whether we want to just take, you know, I know that it included the situation where we had to have at least two meetings, and I think at that time they we suggested that we give each of the affiliate directors opportunities to chair, and then we selected the chair. But
they could co-chair.
So I have not heard from Heather that she's unwilling to do it, and she seems up and, you know, she's been available to do it all this time and has never said anything suggesting that she wouldn't do it. So I guess we need to ask Janice if she would like to put your hat in the ring, or whether we should just ask Heather if she wants to do it.
I'm always willing to provide service to the affiliate task force. It's the place at which I have a great affinity. I am a little uncomfortable with indicating that I would, quote-unquote, assume full responsibility for it, having not had the opportunity to learn from Heather. If she wishes to continue, I would not want her to feel as though she had been slighted in the opportunity to serve.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we want
I believe that we talked several years ago about the possibility of co-chairing, so that if one of you was busy, the other one could handle it. Because there's so much work that you both do for the national board. And I believe that's what we came up with 2 years ago.
I'm willing to assume a role of co-leadership with Heather.
Okay. Do we need a motion?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yeah, I have a question. How many members this committee have?
Well, this committee, this task force has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
18, 19, 20, 21. Well, I was checking from the webpage, and the webpage we have a kpftx.org. There you have exactly 24 members, but I don't believe that is the actual list. We have present in this call how many people? 7 or 8 people? What I'm asking is, I don't know how the procedures are, but I believe that at least when you decide to make an election for a chair, I think that at least should be an agenda that is being public, and then everybody that is a member of this committee will know that will be an election. It's not that, you know, I don't have an intention to change anything. What I'm saying is that sounds to me like something reasonable. It's my only. I don't know if anybody else would volunteer or not. Obviously, it's not me. I don't have an interest in doing it, and I don't know. And I'm here to learn from all of you.
Mm-hmm. But it's been the culture of the affiliate task force to have affiliates lead the task force.
Oh, okay.
Not to have Pacifica.
Okay.
Stations leading the task force, since and then as Ursula so kindly did tonight, try and bring in different affiliates so that we can hear. I mean, I thought tonight was pretty powerful to hear that it's taken 7 years for them to get a permit is insanity, you know, and that they're still doing it. It's amazing. So I believe that they should lead the affiliate task force. The task force works on their behalf. And so if they have something to suggest or ask for, it helps for them to be in the leadership.
No, I don't dispute that at all. I think that you are right. But what I can see from... Like I said, I don't have the knowledge. That's why these are just questions. I'm not saying that anything should be different. My question is...
No, I understand the structure.
And
yeah.
I see only three people that are from affiliates. The rest, what I see in front of my eyes, are all people from the stations. Right. And then you have only three people from affiliates. That is the part that I don't understand neither. How people from the affiliate know that they have the option to be part of this task force?
Let me say this. We are, this has come up before, and we are not a trade organization where we are not like providing a union to represent affiliates to like bargain with Pacifica. That's not the intent of the affiliate task force. The mission of the affiliate task force should be listed on at affiliatenetwork.org. There are a lot of things that you can see at pacificanetwork.org. And I will check, I think Ursula and I need to check what you said about the listing. I know that, actually, I had written Michael Novick's name in, kind of in, squeezed it in. So I see that we have 21 people, but since you're saying that there are 24 on...
I just made the copy from the KPSTX.org.
Yes. Why don't you send that, if it's handy, send it to Ursula and I, and we will go over this.
It's KPSC.org. You go to the committees. You are the one posting there. You punch committee members, and then 24 people appear. And like I said, I can only see three people that doesn't belong to the stations on 24.
You saw 24.
Yes, they have 24. I just made a copy.
I think what's happened is that there's probably some people that have not been taken off since last year. For example, like WPFW they have not reported to us of their new people, and I think that Otis had some on there that he did not take off, meaning to be replaced when they were officially. I don't know if you remember this, Adriana, but like you were asked if you wanted to be on the task force, and it didn't come up at our board meeting. It didn't come
no,
up
no,
at
no.
the committee meeting.
I know.
In addition to that, so
I know.
That's kind of
okay, but what I'm saying is, Celine. the PMB secretary. I mean, we did the committee and the task forces members, and that is in a smaller list than even these 24. And I'm sure that she was sending, because every elections, every station sent to the secretary the people that they were adding to the committees and the task forces. That's why I believe that this is something that needs to be clarified some way. Because, like I said, I worry about having only three people. The affiliate is the most important people, like you say, are the people that come from the affiliate. We have only three. And I checked the affiliate website, the network, and I don't see there any way that encouraging affiliate people to be part of this. I don't know if I can explain what I'm trying to
well,
say.
They are invited to join us, and Ursula is the one that does that.
Oh, okay.
Through Pacifica Announce, and we have had people come on to give reports like tonight, and we had some people that came on for maybe one or two meetings, but we have not had, like, Diana Reinhart joined us for a while, Bobby Tryon was on one time, Robert Rabin of WBQR was on for one time, but never at length. The only two people that have really been consistently on the calls are our PNB directors, and then Dina is not really part of any of a local station board, but otherwise everyone else that comes to the task force through some sort of election process is through the LSB and the PNB.
I can tell you, Adriana, that affiliates are not interested in the administrative part of Pacifica, and a great deal of the affiliate task force time gets taken up, like tonight in this motion, about affiliates mishandling administration-wise. And so they're not interested in being on the committees, on being on this task force, because so little work gets done for the affiliates. It just does. That's the reality. Pacifica consistently is in the way of our being able to move forward.
But we are working on the survey. Affiliates are interested in improved services. So we are working on the survey, for example, and Ursula has made herself available and is in constant contact with our affiliates to improve services. And when she needs money to improve those services, she comes to us and says, for example, hey, we need to improve audio port. We think that we should have a news magazine for our affiliates, or, ideas for improved services to our affiliates have come up here, but they don't really necessarily want to sit through the meetings to actually go through the making of the sausage to actually get those services. They tell us what they want. They tell Ursula. They tell us. They do a survey. They get on Pacifica Announce. They mention it on GRC Listserv. And most importantly, through our affiliate coordinator, Ursula.
Chair, this is Sean in New York.
Go, Sean.
All right. So to move this along, what I heard regarding this item is that Janice was willing to co-chair with Heather. I think we should contact Heather and move along to the next item.
Thank you, Sean, for getting us back on track.
That's what I do.
Okay.
And
so
it's time to end the session.
All right. So Sean truly tried to get us on track. So the question is, do we want to vote right now, or do we want to talk to Heather? Heather has not indicated to me that she's unwilling to co-chair or chair. What is your pleasure?
This is Janice. Oh, go on, Michael. After Michael, please.
What I was going to say is that on a couple of the committees, we've re-announced it over the listserv that those are the nominations, and then voted at the following meeting. So we might want to do that just to see if anybody else wants to put a hat in the ring. Or.
All right. Does anybody want to second that?
I'll second it.
Okay. So we will announce that we will vote on chairs at the next meeting, and in between then we will find out whether Heather is willing, and we will also make a notation that Janice Lane Ewart is willing to co-chair. So is there any objection to having an election for the chair at the next meeting? Hearing no objection, the next item is the survey. I would like to say something about the survey.
Point of order, this meeting is supposed to be over at 10 o'clock. We're 6 minutes over. We need a motion to extend the meeting, or we need to close the meeting out.
How about if we extend the meeting 5 minutes? I don't think that should be a problem. Anybody move to extend 5 minutes?
So moved.
Okay. Who was that?
Sean in New York.
Sean,
second.
Five. No objection? All right. As to the survey, I don't think we need to be trained anymore. I think people said they wanted to do the survey, and Ursula's offered to do the training, and then they didn't show up for the training. If you would like to help with a survey, please contact Ursula. This is my idea, and I'm ready to do the survey. I did the training. The training's not that complicated. You just have to be friendly and give information. Ursula, do you have any objection to giving training to people one on one for anybody that needs it?
No, that's fine.
Okay. And will you start? Will you give me some specific contacts to do for the survey? Is there anyone here that wants names to do surveys right now?
Sure, I can do a little of that.
Okay, is that Michael?
Right? Yeah.
N-O-B-I-C-K?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you take five stations?
Sure.
Okay. I encourage you, Michael, to call me because I'd love to talk about this. It's been delightful surveying. Okay. Anybody else want names? I know Heather wants some. Okay. No one else? We'll just go from there. I'll call some of the people that are not on this call and see if they'll take names. I've already gone over the action items and have specifically put them in the minutes. Is there anyone else that wants to state that they're going to do something before the next meeting? Okay. Confirming next meeting, I believe it is scheduled for the second Thursday in July.
For 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
Okay.
And it should be on kpftx.org, and I'm looking at that right now, and I'll see if it's on the calendar, and if it is, then we should be ready to adjourn the meeting. Link to Pacifica Monthly View. Okay, it's scheduled for July 10th. Anyone have an objection to that? Okay, hearing none. Does anyone want to move to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
All right. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much, everyone.
Good night. Thanks
a lot. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.